Hello, and welcome to Unbroken, a Saga Game Studio production. Last we left the group, Walter went to Hamza's to watch The Prisoner with Yana, while Hamza met with the others at Old Country Estates. Boris, Jacob, and Sasha learned that Yetta is ready to wake up and discussed how to get her away from Drake. Let's see what happens next. Enjoy.
So I will prepare the inside if you can somehow arrange for your bait with the Tenebris. Hopefully just a day or two, and I will be ready whenever you are. Nikolai shrugs. Oh, if you want to get the wolves, I just need a day or two.
Okay. We will come up with some sort of distraction, and it will be awesome.
Wonderful.
Do you need to know what the distraction is?
Keep me surprised.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Done and done.
Perfection. It is good to see you, Patron. Hopefully it won't be quite so long. And give Lizzie a call. She keeps calling me.
Isn't she supposed to call you?
Yes, but this is... It's always to be angry with you.
It is okay. I can take it.
Wonderful.
I will send her some more flowers. All the flowers.
Hamza, walks over to Sasha and Zandra. If I may have a moment?
Hamza, what's up?
He looks at the others. She will meet you outside, if that's all right.
Oh.
I'll look at Sasha.
I shrug.
That's your mother not as committal of an answer as you might think it is.
Oh, I'm fine. Oh. Thank you, Boris.
Would you like to keep the cane?
Yes.
Too bad.
Ugh.
And I walk out.
When it's just you, your mother, and Hamza, he continues. I just wanted to warn you. Her brain is healed, but there is no way to know if she will be the same when she wakes up.
I understand that.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Thank you. We can hope.
Yes.
And it could just take time. I mean, not everybody's the same right after. I wasn't even the same after I woke up from a nap today. I mean, she might be fine.
Of course. I just wanted to make sure you two were prepared.
I squeeze my mother's hand.
She squeezes his back. I'll give you two some time. And he leaves. It's probably not the best time to tell you, but I know I told you I'd be leaving soon, but it seems that it's going to be sooner rather than later.
I mean, why?
Things are getting a little more difficult back home with the practice and everything else. Someone actually drove out to come get me since I wasn't able to get a flight.
Oh.
There is a, I guess a silver lining. I'm just going to preface this by saying I'm sorry, but I thought you would want these, so I had him pick them up for me. She goes over to the box that she left on the table and opens it up. And inside you can see a myriad of envelopes, packages, some of them open, some of them not. All of them addressed to you.
What is this?
Picking one up, you can see the return address is Yetta's Flower Shop.
Mom, what are these?
Your grandmother...
Did you hide these from me? You kept her from me intentionally? I thought she abandoned us.
It wasn't like that.
I don't even know if I can forgive you for this. It's...
I know.
All right, well, thanks.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Is your ride waiting for you? I know you can't wait to leave.
She wipes her eyes and walks out.
Shit.
Meanwhile, Boris, on your way out, when you reach the main floor, you see Drake sitting in a armchair in the lobby. He's reading some sort of report, you think? You're not sure. Something bound, looks official, doesn't matter. He looks up as the elevator dings open. Boris.
Vladdy.
Yeah, of course. He puts the report down and comes to greet you. He puts a hand out to shake. I was hoping we could have you had a minute to chat.
For you, I have many, many minutes.
I'm assuming it's your normal cap of 7, though.
I mean, of course. Mm. You don't expect my attention span to have grown.
Some things will never change. I have a room down the hall. If that it's all right, he eyes your security.
Yeah, all right.
He pays you. He pays Jacob 0 attention.
No, you said he set his report down?
Yes.
Okay.
He's just sitting on the chair.
All right. Yeah, I'll follow him.
He leads you to...
Because I'm still technically safe in here, right?
Yes. So you guys have an agreement pretty much that as long as you let them know you're on your way, they will...
Well, like I have of safe passage in there, basically.
Essentially, yes. So the protocol is you let them know when you're coming.
Which we did.
Yep. Which, yeah, it's taken for granted at this point.
Yep.
And they will... give you safe passage in and out.
Cool, cool, cool.
Cool, cool, cool.
They just ask, like, what are you doing? And in general, it's, you know, dinner or seeing Yetta, which is fine.
Yeah, so I'll follow.
He leads you to a office room of sorts. It's not really a desk as much as just a couple of chairs and a table. Mm-hmm. And he takes a seat. Please, if you don't mind sitting this, I promise it won't take too long.
I'll sit. Oh, this chair is very comfortable.
Plush, yes.
Yes. Mm.
I understand that your collection has obviously grown over the years.
Yeah, well, I mean, I do love my trinkets.
Well, there is something I have been trying to track down. I was hoping you may be able to locate it for me. However... and I don't mean to sound like I'm invading your privacy. Mm-hmm. I do believe it's already in your possession.
Well, I do own many great and wonderful items.
It is of no power and of little value to anyone other than probably myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would like to discuss purchasing it from you.
I am, as they say, all ears.
It is a obsidian dagger, which, if my records are to be believed, you bought it with a cuneiform tablet of... some unknown language. I would like to purchase both from you.
So I have both the tablet and the dagger? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, his research says he thinks you have it.
Oh, I bought them both at the same time.
Yeah, you bought them both at the same time.
I thought you were saying I bought one with the other.
No. You bought both at the same time.
Okay, I'm on page now.
Yep.
Do I remember this?
Yes. I'm assuming with your collection, you may not be able to, you probably can't list off everything, but when primed, you can remember, oh yeah, I have that.
These are several of the items that you don't forget.
I just think that, it's getting these things are like your hobby, so you may not be able to remember everything all at once, but when someone mentions something, you'll then remember, oh yes, I have that, or I have something like that, that sort of thing. Basically, you remember it when it makes sense to remember it specifically.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's talking about, I haven't thought about that piece in a while, but now that he brings it up, oh yes, yes.
Yep.
I love that piece.
Yep. The main reason you bought it was because it was old, and the language is unknown, and its origin is unknown.
All right, so that would be definitely something that would interest me. Oh, yes, I do remember this piece. Do you mind if I ask what your interest in it is?
Would you believe me if I said sentimental reasons?
I give him a look.
It's the honest truth.
I give him another look. Vlad, I've never known you to be sentimental. I am not saying that it is impossible, but improbable for sure.
He crosses his heart. I swear.
That alone's worth it. That's pretty funny.
As you smirk at that, he smiles and you kind of think he knew that would get you on his side.
Yep. He knows what he's doing. I get it.
Yes. Two immortals, essentially. You know how to play people at this point.
I will tell you what. Why don't you draw up your offer? And I will consider it. It's been a while since I've truly looked into that piece. So let me spend a little time with it and see what my feelings are on parting with it.
It is the most I can ask for, I suppose. I will just say now, I'm willing to pay triple what you bought it for.
I'm assuming that's a lot of money.
I imagine you probably bought it at a few hundred thousand.
I kind of do that thing like you're wiggling your fingers like you're just flicking dust or lint away and be like, money, as you know, it's not so important to you and I.
I understand, but I don't know how you expect me to draw up a plan when I know not what you seek from me.
I am sure that the two of us, we are reasonable gentlemen, would you not agree?
Hmm.
I mean, of course, me is more than you.
Reasonable, yes. I don't know about gentlemen. I may not have seen you in 100 years, but I did get pictures from the 70s.
Yes. Those were some, that was a fun decade. Perhaps gentlemen might be a bit of a stretch.
Yes, but I understand where you're coming from.
I will certainly consider. Perhaps then I will draw up some sort of an agreement, and I will kick it back to you, and you can see how you feel about it.
It's all I can ask for.
I want a chance to review it, look at the thing again, and
he rises. Do not expect to find much. I'm afraid there's only one source of information on it, and you're in his presence.
Ooh.
Take all the time you need to research, but with the way things are going, I would like to have it sooner rather than later.
Well, you know what they say about me. Can't keep a good man down.
Do they really?
I don't know. I'm trying to get shirts printed with it.
I think it'd be
not
better.
As catchy as I would like.
You cannot keep a dead man down?
I feel like that might apply more for you.
You sell yourself too short. In any case, I'll let you leave. I understand.
Oh, yes, I must drive the children home. They get cranky if we drive home too late.
Of course, it is they who wish to leave. It is good to see you again.
Yes, it probably is, yes. Thank you.
And Jacob.
Tattoo.
We can skip over this, but I feel like you have something you want to do.
I was just going to see if I could passively eyeball the report that Drake was reading. So I was thinking that would be maybe a... Either keep cool because I'm trying to be not overly overt about it or figure someone out.
So the only person in there other than people who came with you is the receptionist, Laura.
Right.
So I feel like you would probably be trying to do a mislead, distract, or trick.
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
In order to make an opportunity to possibly take it or at least get
a good look at
it. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's with mine.
Yep, rolling with mine. They see me rolling.
9.
They mind in. Oh my god, he got a 9. What does that mean?
Not so bad, but not so good.
Pick two. You create an opportunity. You expose a weakness or flaw. You confuse them for some time. You avoid further entanglement. So, just to maybe add some narrative to this. You create an opportunity is getting a chance to look at it.
Yes.
You expose a weakness or a flaw. I would probably translate to you get more information from it. You confuse them for some time means probably won't notice you doing it right away. And avoid further entanglement. You manage to position yourself so cameras don't see you. That's off the top of my head at least.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with creating the opportunity so that I actually do get a look at it.
All right, you will be able to identify it. Okay.
And then, yeah, not being on cameras looking at it is probably a good idea, actually. So, yes, I will take the avoiding further entanglement.
All right, so you're slick about it, and you get a look. It is a... official report from Cadua about it seems to be almost like census data. Can't think of a catchy title right now, but basically the gist of the title is you think it means it is breaking down different areas of Denver and the surrounding counties, the unnatural populations in them, including names, because you can see there's like a table or something with names, addresses, and remarks, as well as like known affiliation. So it's like a breakdown intelligence report, let's say, of unnaturals in Denver and the surrounding area.
Okay.
So you guys linger on it for a second, although there is a wonderfully placed New Yorker just next to it. So when you turn back, you see Zandra kind of rushing out, and it looks like she's crying. You're not positive. But your eyes jump back to Laura, the receptionist, who kind of looks at you strange for a second, like she doesn't know what you just did and not sure if it's good or bad.
But she's slightly suspicious?
She's slightly suspicious. Quick, she doesn't seem to say anything.
He's my dick. No, not doing that. All right. I think I at least now understand that he was looking at just that sort of report, which is good enough.
Yep. It is official. Like, it's stamped and everything. It's from Cadwell.
Official.
All right. Moments later, Boris returns.
Ah.
And
welcome back, old man.
Sasha.
Took forever.
Do you head right up?
I'm not going to do anything quickly.
Fair enough.
Do I head where?
Sasha, after your mother leaves, you heading upstairs?
To Yetta?
Well, you're in Yetta's room right now.
Oh, okay. Is she waking up now or?
No.
Oh, okay.
They're afraid that once she wakes, it's going to be harder to keep the vampires unaware. Because once she's awake, they know something's up.
Gotcha. I will look through the box a little bit to kind of glean what some of the letters are.
Okay. Very quickly, you can see there's at least a letter or package every year for your birthday. Mm-hmm. There are occasional letters for different holidays and other ones that you don't know if there's a date on it. You don't know what if it was anything significant. Vast majority are letters, a couple postcards, and some small packages. Most of them for your birthday. Or dated around your birthday.
Later. All right. So then, yeah, I'm going to head upstairs.
Okay. Shortly after Boris returns, Sasha returns, carrying a box.
So now what? Now we leave. I start walking to the car.
All right, and jump cut. Walter, when you arrived at Hamza's, he very quickly greeted you, sent you downstairs, and then left. He made it clear you're just there to make sure Yana does nothing stupid. He also says you can poke through his papers more if you like. And he smiles, and then leaves.
Oh.
When you head downstairs, you see his teenage daughter, the oldest of his children, as far as you could tell when you saw him last time.
Ooh.
She's maybe 16. Your best guess.
That's inappropriate.
Don't know who's been looking at my search history, but I don't appreciate it.
Dawn.
She has her, she's like reading a tome of sorts. It looks old, leather bound, torn, dusty. When you come down, she looks up. So you are my babysitter, yes?
Well, I suppose you can call it that.
She puts her hand out. Yana.
Walter.
Nice to meet you properly, Walter. You can sit down if you like. It's fairly boring.
I don't know if I'll sit just yet. You'll just kind of wander around the room.
Okay. It is as it was before. It seems a little bit tidier in some places, but the workspace in front of the chalkboard is just covered in papers. Everywhere else is mostly picked up. That one's a huge mess. She puts the book down on that huge mess. Everywhere else, it's like, use your imagination, Wizard's Laboratory. There are wooden shelves built into the walls in this front area. Different workbenches and shelving with mysterious jars, labels in Arabic, English, and much other languages. Some of them are ones you recognize just from folklore, like Wolf's Bane. Other ones are weird, like Eyeball of a Unicorn. Or one's is simply labeled Earth. Another one, Air. Very strange.
It looks like just a jar of air.
It looks like an empty jar.
Okay.
You're not really sure why you need to jar that, but it says it. The main thing is in the back half, which is a series of circles, each one inside another. And at the very center, you see what was the trash can you helped catch the Tenebris in. The top half is completely gone. You remember it was shattered around the room. It seems that those pieces have been since swept up, at least the pieces outside of the largest circle. The other pieces inside are spread around the circles, and the bottom of the trash can is mostly one piece. It's cracked, and some pieces are missing. And inside, on the bottom, you see the black ichor of the Tenebris, which is defying gravity in some places where there's cracks. You would think it would be oozing out. In other places, just completely parts of the trash can completely missing, but it just stays solid. Solid? You're not sure, but it's not oozing out. It's holding together, not moving, completely still. The first five interior circles, so starting from the Tenebris working its way out, are broken or burned out, or in some places you see there was writing, and now it's just like kind of a squiggly line. You're not positive. But you're pretty sure those are circles that have been broken in it trying to escape.
And how many circles are there total?
Currently, there are... Doing math is hard. Eight more.
So eight plus the five broken. Or eight including the five broken.
Now I gotta count. Sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4... 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, 12. There were 12 total in the beginning, five of which are broken. So there are a remainder of seven.
Seven that are left.
Seven left.
Unbroken.
Unbroken, yes.
Okay.
Roll credits.
It hasn't moved.
Well, have you guys figured anything out about it? Learned anything?
Yes and no. She hops up off the stool and walks over to the chalkboard. Are you familiar with mystical elements at all, or no?
I'd have to say not really.
Okay. She draws on the grid that you are fairly familiar with now. She erases what's there and draws a single circle in the center. Okay. You are familiar with salt, NaCl, yes?
Yes.
Elements. All right. These are physical elements of the natural world, yes?
Sure.
Okay. Mystical world has own elements, yes? With me so far?
I follow.
Okay. They follow formation, a pattern. In the center of anybody, anything alive, there's spirit. And she points to the circle in the center. Other than that, there are other elements. And she draws the chart. Earth, air, fire, water. And those are coming out. So the next, so let's imagine a circle from the... Because
I have this.
Yes, so kind of matches that. Those are the closest things to spirit. Outside of that, she goes, next there is life, and then opposite, death. And then the other way, will, opposite, control.
Okay, I've seen this before.
Okay, last four, coming right out of the others. Eterna come from life. Order come from control. Oblivion come from death. Chaos come from will. Yes?
Okay, sure.
People, fae, demon, we all are made up of different combinations, either elements and or bonds. Like, you take chemistry?
Yeah, quite a while ago, but sure.
All right, you know H2O, you know what it looks like?
Yeah.
Okay, oxygen. Yes? Has four roaming electrons. Hydrogen can attach, double, bond, whatever. Mystical elements do the same. they can attach in different ways. A few basic rules, no line crossing. That's about it, actually. Yeah. Humans are spirit, will, control, and life. Humans are weird.
So now what I don't have is what each of these colors are. Hey, all right.
Mike has a thing that he figured out when he did his underground map, and I am handing him the cheat sheet for the elements.
It's not really cheating, though, because she's explaining this to me.
Yeah, it's literally in front of his character, plus I showed it to him last time. Humans are weird. Anything that's natural, anything you can just find, not created, has a closed circle. And she draws a few examples, fae and demons. Three elements, three bonds, closed circle. Make them tougher. Humans, four elements, three bonds, no circle. No closed sides. Like a bridge. Easy to break, easy to fall down. So far, it has broken circles for the four prime elements. Earth, air, fire, water. It contains these, we think. Probably. Not sure. And we believe it has some... we think it has a bond between fire and will. Not positive, though. That was the fifth circle that broke. Hasn't broken will and air, though. I know it probably means nothing to you, but four elements is a lot, and with indications to a fifth, very strong. Make sense? No?
Bits of it.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not a great teacher. Only been doing this so long. Or maybe good teacher, because I've only been doing this so long. Very basic. While you're staring at it, a phone rings, and you see her look confused and start picking up papers and books until she finds it. Hello? Yes. Oh. Okay. You think you can come tonight? Father's not home, but this is urgent. Yes, I have permission. No, mother is not home. Yes, I'm being safe. No, I'm not alone. Walter. I don't know. He's one of Dad's friends. He's skittish. Smells. No, he's not touching me. Okay, I see you soon. Click. Sorry. We'll have a visitor soon. Unfortunately, they are leaving town tomorrow, and we need them sooner rather than later.
Who is this visitor?
Minister. A friend of the family. We're hoping she can bless the well. And she points to the ceiling. You see the sprinklers. She blesses the well. If anything go wrong, sprinklers rain holy water down on it. We think that would be bad for it.
This couldn't hurt, right?
Not us, at least.
Right.
You look confused.
Well, I was just looking at the chart, and... If you were... If you were to take a being that was... Take humans, for example, sure. Are composed of the certain chain of elements. If you could, bind them to another element, would you make them not human anymore?
Not really, no. So, demon...
I was just thinking, chemistry. That's kind of how that...
No, you're right. Human, fae, demon, we all have base connections. All human have spirit connected to will and order, as well as life. Demon all have fire, death, and spirit. And fae all have spirit... Oh, shoot. Just learned this yesterday. Order and Earth. Okay? But, Queen of Fae, many elements, many connections, but still fey at core. Has those three and the same connections. What you start at, what you are, for the most part. You humans can gain more elements or more bonds. It's very difficult because we have no good foundation to grow. No closed circles, remember?
Yes.
So father have, and she redraws human. Father, unique in a way. He make connection between life and will and life and order. Many other wizards just add element. Fire, air, earth, you know. He make two new bonds. He's studying to do something else, not going to say, but it doesn't matter. Having that connection give you more power over those sorts of things. Doesn't make you unhuman, just makes you better human? Stronger human. You know what I'm saying. That make sense?
Yeah. And so you're trying to figure out what this thing is composed of.
Exactly. Okay. So we know that it have fire and will connection. So maybe demon? But we would need to test other connection to make sure. If we know what family it belongs to, we know what weakness it has. It having four prime elements, very strange though. Must be very powerful. Which makes sense, given what it does. You look more confused now. I don't know what to tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's I think I get the basics of it. Just not the fine points, but I guess that's,
well, that's why
you and your dad are doing it, not me.
Yes. He's been doing it a very long time. I've been doing it a long time for me.
And the book you're reading is helping you figure this out too?
Hmm?
The book, the tome that you are reading is helping with this, figuring this out? How do you test what connections things have?
Can't say, sorry.
Okay.
It has something to do with the circles. I can't tell you more than that. Sworn to secrecy and all that. I'm reading... I'm reading Solomon's notes on when he developed the original seals. Hoping to maybe gain insight. Homework. Outside the basement doors, you can hear a car drive up on the gravel.
So I'll check out the basement windows, I assume.
Yeah, like little tiny windows.
Yeah.
So
I just peek.
Yep, you see a van bearing marks for some church. And the lights shut off, and with the porch light, you can see a woman in minister garb exit the car and make her way towards the basement doors.
Are the windows at a height where she could see out them? Like, they're, it's a basement.
Oh, so she could see you?
No. The daughter.
So she probably, I want
to gesture out the window and confirm that this is actually the person that's supposed to be coming.
Oh, yeah. She comes over. Oh, yep. That is the minister. Hmm. You keep an eye on it. I take her to the well.
Okay.
No touchy.
Yeah, I won't touch anything.
Paper? Okay. Anything else? No.
Sure.
Okay. She goes to the top stairs and looks at you sternly.
I don't want to touch that thing.
Oh, you say that now? Sure. She heads up, giggling to herself. You can hear her greeting the minister, and their voices fade. Walter.
Ugh.
Walter, help me. It's coming from behind you towards this, from the circles. Walter, I'm scared. Walter? Sounds like Annabelle.
So I'll turn and I'll look. I shouldn't do it, but I'm gonna.
You see the box. And inside you can see Annabelle like you saw her that night. Except awake, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
she's shaking and shivering and looks like she's in pain just like she was then. Walter, you gotta get me out, okay? This hurts a lot. I don't like it in here.
No, 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 no.
Walter. Come on.
This isn't you. This isn't the real you. I know the real you. I know that this isn't you.
No, it's not. But it's not me out there either. If you help me, it would be me.
No.
Not what it is.
No, you got to do better than that.
Look, if you help me, I can be whole again. It'd be me, not what's left of me. You can do right this time. You can do it right, not... You know, if you weren't drunk, you might have been able to save me.
But I didn't need to save you.
Well, if you didn't spend all that time at the airport or looking for my dad who was on his way to China. If you were thinking clearly, maybe you could have gotten to me in time before they did this to me.
But I've spoken to the real you. I know the real you. This is not real.
It's not me. You know it's not me.
It is you. You're not you. You're not you.
No.
Stop.
But I could get the real me.
I've seen this trickery before.
That trick, Walter. I can make her whole again.
How?
The box and Annabelle shift. And it's Terry. We have power over many things. Something as strong as us, you think we cannot cross boundaries, go to places that cost the lives of others to get there? We can bring people back with us. Bring me back. Bring her back. Can make your wrongs right. Come on, Walt.
So you can bring Terry back?
You let me go.
So what you're doing is you're offering to fix the problem you created.
I'm offering to bring back and fix your failures.
How do I know I can trust this?
Can't?
I can't. I'm not doing this.
Don't you want the burden off your shoulders, all that regret?
I don't know why I'm even entertaining this.
Because you want it fixed.
It can't be fixed.
We didn't kill Annabelle. We didn't kill Terry. But we can bring them back.
From where?
The other side.
And all you need me to do is unleash you upon the world.
There are more of me out there. You would just be showing us a sign of goodwill. Something we can return.
So what are you asking me to do?
Just break the circles.
Even if I wanted to do that, and I'm not saying that I do, I wouldn't know the first thing about this.
Scuff the marks and lift the plates out. Simple as that.
I don't know. And then what, you're going to trample over me on the way out?
No. Do you want me to?
No. I don't know. Definitely not.
Can't exactly give back the people you lost if you're not here to receive them.
Unless that was all just bullshit anyway. I imagine you would say anything to get out of there.
Maybe not anything. We can sweeten the deal.
What is that supposed to mean?
It changes again into that of a little boy. One you recognize from pictures on Terry's desk. We know the people you love have lost loved ones as well. All go to the same place. All can be received and retrieved the same.
Oh, no.
Maybe this would be enough to earn her forgiveness.
She's gone. She's gone.
From here, maybe.
There's nothing left of her to forgive me.
Not on this mortal coil.
What other coil? The immortal coil?
Yes. You are friends with an immortal, are you not?
Maybe.
Have you asked him what's on the other side?
Well, not exactly, no.
He must go somewhere.
Somewhere.
Think on it.
No, I can't even think about this.
It shifts back and goes back to its ichor form in the trash can. A few moments later, you can hear footsteps on the gravel. Yana heads back down, and the minister stops at the top of the stairs. You are Walter.
Yes.
God is watching you. And she turns and walks away. Yana,
that doesn't really faze
Yana
me.
Yana snickers. She thinks you're above it.
No.
I may have led her to believe that. I'm just kidding. I got the text from Father. He should be home soon.
Okay.
Just wanted to let you know. The water has been blessed, so hopefully we're safe if it tries to break out. Granted, even if it has those connections for those circles, it takes a great deal of strength to push past.
So it's good for now.
Hopefully. It being a mystery, nothing is certain.
Of course. I'm just going to take a minute and just go outside for a second.
Okay. Meanwhile, you guys left. You know Hamza's car was gone. You do know Walter was watching the prisoner with Yana. So Walter will be free to leave soon, as far as you know. If you wanted to regroup, hint, hint. Or do what you want, okay. I like just leaving him to stew anyway.
We can head over to Hamza's place. I have some questions for him.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, you have questions for Hamza?
Yeah.
Do we know that's where Hamza was going back to?
That's where he lives. He's going to be there eventually.
We'll just camp out in his driveway for a while.
No thanks. He's probably got some good food in the kitchen.
And Hamza was pretty explicit with Sasha that he's concerned leaving his daughter alone with the prisoner.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And I'm sure with Pervert.
Yes.
Right, the Pervert.
Yeah, right. We'll stop and we'll bring pizzas. Yeah. Well, let's order some food and bring food.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Fantastic.
Okay. You guys pick up food and head over.
All the food. Like, way too much food.
Of course. Walt, you are pacing outside, smoking, I assume? We're not smoking?
I'm not. You know what? Because smoking didn't help.
Okay.
It was like...
You do remember there's a liquor cabinet inside.
Hmm.
You want me to bring some heroin with me?
Heroin, yeah, you know.
Yes. Wow. A little black tar heroin. Too much?
Escalation.
Yeah,
you're pacing out front and through the living room window on the from the porch. You can see that liquor cabinet. They weren't very good about turning the lights off. They left the light on inside, and there is a pristine bottle of Jim Beam in there.
It's probably giggling, as Jim Beam off does.
A pristine bottle of Jim Beam.
I don't know. Oh, you know, I got the Jay's Cues. A pristine bottle of Johnny Walker.
Ah.
Nice.
Blue. It's expensive.
It's giggling at you.
That's very tempting. Very tempting.
How tempting.
Oh, so tempting. Tempting that I think I would call Z from AA.
Come, Walter. And tell, I want to be in you.
Yeah.
Wow.
She gave me her number card.
Okay.
Remember, when you have me, all your problems go away.
It rings for maybe 10 seconds, and you hear her pick up. There's music playing in the background. Hello, Z.
10 seconds is a long time. I don't think I'd let it ring that long.
Okay, ring it's me. Like two rings then.
Okay. Well, I was easy personally, here. If I was calling and it was ringing for that long, I'd have hung up long before okay. that, you know?
It rings for a moment, like where you're about to hang up, and then she picks up.
Okay.
Hello, ZZ.
Hey, this is Walt.
Walt
from...
the mobster! Just teasing you.
Yeah.
You all right? It's only been like 3 hours. Don't you know, like, you should wait to call... Like after a week, sure. That way she doesn't think you're too desperate.
I know, and I'm horrible at social, whatever the fuck it is. I
must have been single for a while.
Yeah.
Drink me.
What's up?
I'm just in a tight spot now. I'm tempted. I'm tempted to partake, and I know you're not like a sponsor or anything. I just there's no one else here.
You hear like some shuffling in the background, and then the music cuts out. Tell me about it. Why do you want to drink?
I'm just...
Drink me.
I'm just in a stressful situation. And I stepped outside to get some air and just to kind of get myself away from it. And that's not helping. Good. That's not helping.
No, but hey, look. You called me, right?
Yeah, I didn't know what else to do.
Perfect. That's perfect. No, seriously. Hey. All right. I want you to do something, okay? Take your hand and pat yourself on the back.
Oh.
Are you doing it? I can't see you.
No,
do it. Come on.
Just like...
Look, you could have just gone to a bar, a liquor store, bought a bottle, anything. You could have done anything. What did you do? You tried to step away from the situation, and you called someone who might be able to help. Right?
Yeah.
Could you have done anything better?
Anything? I don't know.
No, you could have. You did perfect. You're doing great.
So what do I do now?
Talk to me.
You drink me.
Talk to me. Have a cigarette. Go get some coffee.
Oh, my God.
Don't listen to them. They're boring.
Look, I don't know what the situation is. I don't know if talking it out would help. But I'm here, and I'm going to stay on the phone as long as you need me to.
I just got... You know what I'll say? I just got some reminders of a lot of the failures of my past. And it just was overwhelming. That's all it was. And I just don't know what to do.
No one's going to beat you up as much as yourself. You know that, right?
I suppose.
So that means...
Drink me. I'll make you so much better.
I drew a picture of Johnny
White. Oh, my God. So... And you're drawing. Okay, I'll just wait.
Drink me. Oh, my God. Picture of a dead.
Nailed it.
Look, no one's going to beat you up as much as yourself. That means no one other than yourself is going to push you to drink more. I don't know what happened or how you're involved. I just know that accepting and forgiving and, hell, even apologizing to yourself, seeking forgiveness... Sounds weird, but might help.
I don't know how to do that, though. I can't go like, oh, I'm sorry, Dad. What? Oh, yeah, okay, buddy, we're good.
No, because
I don't know why I did that voice.
You're not like, oh, hey, you know, I'm sorry for, like, stepping on your toe or something. No, you're, you have to mean it. Like, an apology is not the words that you're saying. It's the feeling you put into them. Does that make sense?
A little.
So, how can you get to that feeling?
I don't know. Maybe I need for now to get farther away from this. I gotta wait. I'm waiting for people, though.
All right. Well, I'll wait with you. So, been married, have kids?
No.
Okay. Me neither. Well, you know, except for Bruce, my boyfriend in prison, triple homicide. I'm just kidding. I'm trying to make you laugh. It's not working.
No.
Jim really liked you. Just wanted to let you know. He was talking about you when we went out for dinner after.
I don't remember who that is. The old guy.
Yeah, he runs the AA meeting. He thought he really liked what you said. He thought you were talking from the heart. He thinks you're making good.
Thinks I'm in the mafia, right?
No, we're just teasing you.
I don't think like small talk here is helping.
All right, I'm sorry. Just want to say like we all thought what you did was brave. You know, me, Jim, Larry, Sue, we all thought you were strong.
I don't remember all those other people. I remember Jim. You said there was Sue and Larry.
Yeah. As you're talking to her, you see headlights coming down the driveway. One car followed by another.
Okay.
Right, like soon after. Sue was the one who talked about how she had to put her dog down this week. Larry didn't talk. He doesn't like to talk.
Okay. Okay, well, you know what? The people I'm waiting for are here. You've been very helpful, at least distracting me from the temptation until they arrive.
Are they good company?
Yeah, for the most part.
Need me come get you?
I'll call you if I do.
Promise?
I promise.
All right. Be strong, Walt.
Thanks. You as well, I suppose.
Bye.
Bye.
I imagine like the second car pulls up and Boris is going, Walter, we have Nick Nuggets for you.
Nailed it.
Did you know they come in the 30 pack?
This is Unbroken. The Game Master is played by Kevin. Boris is played by Matt. Jacob is played by Bradley. Walter is played by Mike. And Sasha is played by Dawn. Unbroken can be found on the web at www.sagagames.studio or on your favorite podcasting app. Intro music is Run, It Might Be Somebody by Daniel Birch, and the outro music is Osprey by Chad Crouch. Both can be found at freemusicarchive.org. Please feel free to give us a 5-star rating on iTunes and reach out to us on social media at Saga Games Studio. Thank you so much for listening. We are Unbroken.
Basically, I got tired of killing off people. So I did something different this time.
Yeah.
Because writing about death is so depressing.
Plus, you're getting better at voices, so you have no reason to kill off all these NPCs.
Yes, apparently I can do a seducing voice. That's about it. Under.
I've got like 3-quarter chub going on.
So turned on.
It'd be a full chub, but my pants are a little tight.